let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast and beyond, This Week in America. The sweet, heartfelt poem, The Great Realization, was written by Thomas Roberts to provide comfort for his younger brother and sister, both seven, in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Thomas had just launched a YouTube channel and decided to post a video of his poem. Well, it quickly became an online sensation, viewed by more than 60 million people, worldwide media attention, praise from Hollywood celebrities including Jennifer Aniston, Drew Barrymore, Khloe Kardashian, and Jake Gyllenhaal. And now, The Great Realization is a beautifully illustrated children's book, reminding young readers and all of us that a better tomorrow lies ahead. The Today Show recently selected The Great Realization as a book to ease kids' anxiety about coronavirus. Thomas Roberts is a 26-year-old spoken word poet, performer, and filmmaker, called a modern poet with a brilliant mind and a kind heart. Born in New Zealand to Welsh parents, now living in London, The Great Realization's message of hope and resilience has captured hearts of children and adults all over the world, and author Thomas Roberts is our guest on This Week in America. Thomas, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
That was a lovely introduction. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a lovely poem that has touched so many people, and I hate to really call it a children's poem or a children's book because we can get so much inspiration and hope out of what you wrote in The Great Realization. Let's go back to how this project began. What was the idea behind the poem, and any idea when you started it would turn into this international media sensation?
Well, I had absolutely no idea whatsoever. It all came about because I'd been working as a freelance filmmaker, and I was working for a big company, and I was making the videos that went on their Instagram account. And when lockdown hit, my job just vanished. You know, it wasn't even that I got fired. It just ceased to exist.
Yes.
So I moved back in with my dad, my little brother and sister. My dad is an epidemiologist, but he was called back to work in the hospitals in the UK. So really, you know, all day I was looking after these two little guys, and they have so many questions, you know, and I was supposed to be the adult with the answers, even though I think so many of us don't have answers in this strange year. And so, you know, I started the channel really as a way of giving us projects that could keep our mind occupied, and also a way of hopefully feeling useful, you know, in our community, because I think the medical professionals are, you know, the heroes of this time, but I also really didn't want to feel like the creative people, you know, just had to sit back and wait for all of this to blow over. You know, I really thought that if there was anything I could do that was useful, it was worth doing. And so we started making these videos, and this one was based on a strong feeling that I had that I didn't want to wish for things to go back to normal. I think we can do better than that. You know, I was instead hoping we could use how disruptive this time is to improve a lot of things.
You know, what's fascinating about it is in the beginning, you talk about the world that you lived in. You're talking to your younger brother, 7-year-old brother, is actually with you on the video that you've done. This poem is so well thought out. It is so well constructed. It is so well presented. How long did it take you to form these thoughts? It's almost sort of like this was bubbling up inside you for a while, and here was an outlet for you to sort of explain where you think the world has gone, and hey, maybe we can find a silver lining and take it in a different direction.
No, you're completely right. I've been feeling these things for a very long time, and I believe very strongly that many people have been feeling this way, but I think, you know, we're so busy, you know, so frequently, and it's really difficult, I suppose, to step back and analyze a situation because, you know, we've got meetings and we've got social lives and we've got, you know, familial responsibilities and all of these things. And suddenly there was this moment in time where, you know, from my perspective, it seemed like everything stopped, you know, and all of the, you know, all of the busyness that occupies so much of our lives was kind of pulled away for a moment, and you know, we were able to reflect and to analyze. And so it was really in this moment that I started to, I think, become very conscious about, you know, the things that I wanted to put right, and maybe I don't have the power to put them right on my own, but the things that I wanted to talk about, and also the things, you know, that I'm incredibly grateful for, you know, that are prevalent in the world.
Yes.
And, you know, the poem was an attempt to distill all of those things into, you know, into a three minute story.
Well, it was perfect. It captures your attention. You were talking in an interview about maybe sort of allow all of us to rejig, to sort of refocus on where we want to go. And that's a perfect description of where we are and if we can take advantage of that. Thomas Roberts, our guest on the program, poet, filmmaker, his heartfelt poem, The Great Realization, a hopeful tale of a post-COVID-19 world, now a beautifully illustrated children's book. It's available wherever books are sold. You look back to where we were and where we're going, and it's interesting. You talk about the government's shutting us down. You do it in a very poetic way. And you say, but while we were all hidden amidst the fear, and all the while the people dusted off their instincts, they remembered how to smile. Talk about that, because we can really dig down deep, can't we, when we have to, as people, to survive, to exist.
Incredibly, incredibly so. I think people are deeply, deeply resilient, and I think people can weather incredibly difficult moments in time and incredibly difficult periods. And I think people just need a little shred of hope, you know. I think people need something to look forward to. And when, you know, when populations are starved of that for too long, it can really, you know, it can really start to feel like, you know, fear and anxiety.
Yes.
are like this cloud that are hanging over all of us. And I really think instinct, you know, we have these instincts, which are, you know, that of community, and that of caring for one another, and that of being useful and taking responsibility and all of these things. And I think, you know, sometimes it takes a moment like this to remind us of those things. And, you know, I wish it didn't, but that seems to be how it appears to me, at least.
Well, you talk, and it's pointed out in the poem, The Great Realization, now a children's book, illustrated, beautifully illustrated. You'll find the book wherever books are sold. You talk about hope and fear being sort of self-fulfilling prophecies. If we think we should be fearful, we will be fearful. If we think there's hope, maybe we'll find hope at some point. I love it in the poem, you go, and so when we found the cure and we're allowed to go outside, we all preferred the world we found to the one we left behind. Old habits became extinct, and they made way for new, and every simple act of kindness was now its given due. Do you think maybe we will actually find this coming out of that happiness, that peacefulness? Do you think maybe we can all find this coming out of this terrible situation?
You know, I hope so. I really think that it's for all of the difficulties that have come with it, and I'm not blind to those, you know, to those things.
I'm not
naive to how much suffering this moment has brought forward. But for all of these things, I think people are also noticing things. You know, they're, you know, certainly, you know, certainly in my family, I've actually never spent as much time interacting with my little brother and sister as I have done in the past 7 months, you know, and they've been alive for 7 years. And I think that it's very easy to get caught up in your own sense of self-importance, and I'm guilty of that so frequently. And I think what this period has done for me, you know, and particularly, is it forced me to take a little bit of responsibility, and it forced me to, you know, look beyond my own self-interest and actually, you know, be responsible for the happiness of, you know, these two little people. And then, you know, with what's happened with the poem, with my slightly wider community. And I think people really need that. And I think if people, you know, voluntarily adopt responsibility, I think that's where you find the meaning in your life. I really, really believe that. I don't think you find much meaning in your life when you're living purely for yourself. And that's what I'm kind of talking about in that line about preferring the world you find to the one you left behind. You know, it'll be the same world, but you'll look at it in a different way, I think.
This is where art can be there out front as a leader. And Thomas is with his poem, The Great Realization, now the beautifully illustrated children's book, which is available wherever books are sold. A couple minutes left. I'm going by too quickly. I want to talk about, once you posted to YouTube, did you have any idea this was going to go viral, certainly to the extent? What were your expectations and the reaction when suddenly you read Khloe Kardashian and Jennifer Aniston really love what you're doing?
Well, I have to tell you truthfully, I had no such expectations. I think I would be fairly deluded if I had. You make work, and I think this is true of, you know, so many people that creatively make work and express themselves. I think I like to think that it's not about the ego. I like to think that we hope that our work can be useful to other people, you know, and yes, having lots of people watch something that you've created and send positive feedback, you know, gives you a sense of, okay, you know, in that moment, you know, my thoughts and ideas were useful to someone else. And I think that's a really, a really humbling feeling. In terms of, you know, Jennifer Aniston and Khloe Kardashian, I think there are certain individuals in this world that we all hold on these pedestals, you know, and we all look at them and kind of revere them almost because of the work they've done. And I think when those people make you aware that they're aware of your work, I think it's really difficult to get your head around that. But obviously, I'm very thankful and grateful about that.
You know, it's interesting. You do the video. It becomes a viral sensation, viewed millions of times. So you're riding that wave, probably thinking, okay, this is going to be fun, but this will end at some point. And then I got about 2 minutes left here. The book deal comes about, and now it's like starting all over again with this worldwide, beautifully done book. How did the book happen?
Well, I was very lucky, you know, because of the amount of people that viewed the video. I many publishers reached out to me, and one such publisher was HarperCollins, who, you know, have published so many books that have been so useful to me in my life. So I was thrilled to be able to work with them, and we worked with this incredible Japanese illustrator, Nomoko, who treads this line between literal and abstract, I think, in such a gorgeous way, you know, and she told the story through color and through imagery. And it's been a very busy 3 months, but now I have physical, you know, memento of the time that is, as you kindly said, which is available in many, many places. And so I hope people can enjoy this.
And you can also get information at Thomas's website, which is probably tomfullery.com. We'll have that up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and see what else he's doing. Now, you've got a screenplay. I mentioned a screenplay you're working on. This is about a poet who becomes famous overnight, and you're going to tell me you were working on this before you became a poet that became famous overnight.
The world has an incredible...
Yeah, isn't it? Isn't it?
I've been trying to make it as a filmmaker, and I've always been interested in poetry. So I'd written a screenplay about, a poet and his manager mate who moved to the big city and become a hit. And I didn't know what was going to happen with the screenplay. And then, you know, something far more interesting has happened with it. You know, I feel like it's become more of a documentary. It's been very ironic.
And hopefully we'll see that soon. And if you're a young filmmaker out there, I guess the Thomas's lesson, rule number one, is write a poem first, and then everything else will fall into place after that. Thomas, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the program, talking about the Great Realization, started as a poem, a YouTube sensation, and now an illustrated children's book available wherever books are sold. Thomas, congratulations on the success. Really a job well done. You've got all of us thinking about what lies ahead, and it's not all that bleak if you look at it through the proper lenses. Thank you for sharing some time with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick. Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure. Thomas Roberts, author of The Great Realization, children's book now available wherever books are sold. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.